Haiti's president, Michel Martelly, swore in a new government yesterday amid growing street protests calling for his ouster. President Martelly now rules the Caribbean nation by decree after a U.S.-backed political compromise over scheduling new parliamentary elections collapsed. The political crisis is jeopardizing Haiti's fragile recovery from the devastating earthquake that struck 5 years ago this month, and that's especially evident in Haiti's impoverished rural areas, as NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
Delva De Valles doesn't participate in the near-daily anti-government protests taking place in the streets of the capital. He farms about an acre of land in the parched valley below the denuded rocky hills of Gonaive, some 100 miles north of Port-au-Prince. He's more worried about his bean crop that should be ready to harvest next month. He says the last few weeks have been very windy. Many of his plants' flowers blew away, and he doesn't know how many beans will actually sprout. Farming in Haiti is one of the mainstays of the country's economy, but it's tough business. Most farmers, like De Valles, work small plots under tough conditions. In the 1980s, De Valles, who's 60 years old, says he could stick anything in the ground and it would grow. But now it just seems like the land is finished.
We do need the government to intervene.
Timotea Georges helps small farmers in Gonaive. He teaches the benefits of natural fertilization, crop rotation, and seed production. His Small Farmers Alliance gets support from the U.S.-based outdoor clothing company Timberland, which also plants trees on the rocky deforested hills surrounding Gonaive. Georges says politicians need to come to the countryside and learn more about farmers' reality.
And not staying at the office to talk, but to come with the right policies in order to help these people.
Haiti's politicians haven't made it out of the capital too much lately. They've been locked in a prolonged political fight that took a new turn last week when the parliament essentially dissolved. The terms of the majority of legislators expired, leaving President Martelly ruling by decree, a move that has angered the opposition and led to a new round of street protests. Martelly is yet to schedule the long-overdue elections. The political standoff is threatening to derail many of the gains made during the past 5 years, as Haiti has struggled to recover from the devastating earthquake, says World Bank envoy to the country, Mary Barton Dock.
This could all start to go the wrong direction. And if Haiti can get through its elections and get to the other side and keep growing, things could really start to turn around.
A study by the World Bank shows that poverty rates in Haiti have declined recently, but a quarter of the population still lives in extreme poverty, earning about a dollar a day. And Barton Dock says rural Haitians are still the poorest of the poor. Consultant Jean-Maurice Boutier wants the government to do more for agriculture. For years, he exported mangoes to the U.S., a particularly challenging enterprise, giving Haiti's poor infrastructure.
Haiti has more entrepreneurs per kilometer squared than you would ever think. We're ready for business. It's just that we need the political situation to calm down so we can make business.
Carrie Kahn, NPR News.